I am just going along for the ride. Anyway,
we have a lot of cool stuff this week, I think.
Yeah, Elizabeth is going to talk about the first ever in transit.
Fully triathlon.
Yeah. And what else do we have?
We actually got a voicemail.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
Me too.
It's from our good friend Chai Doer.
He's like our correspondent that's also from the area.
Yeah.
He's like our male perspective.
Let's just go ahead and let him listen to that clip.
Okay.
Hi, Kara. Hi, Elizabeth. Chai Boomer calling here to give you some bittersweet news. It's bitter that I won't be at the first In Transit Duo Spoli Triathlon on September the 9th, but it's sweet that on that day, I'll be in Santa Cruz, California, racing in the Big Kahuna Half Ironman Triathlon as a part of Team and Training, benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I look forward to hearing about the Spoli, and I'm sure it will be absolutely stellar. Bye for now, and as always, stay tuned.
Okay, so Tri Boomer, thank you for calling in, and actually that both of those races are over now, and congratulations on your successful finish of the Big Kahuna.
Right.
Which we had no doubt you would successfully finish in the first place.
Exactly.
But congrats. What else do we have this week, Elizabeth?
Well, our friend Tave did the Ironman. We've already mentioned it on the show before, but
successfully, yeah. He's officially an Iron Man now. Tave,
yeah,
is our buddy who runs Gymskins, GYMSKINZ.com. Mm-hmm. Check it out. He has really funny t-shirts.
Yeah.
And he's up in British Columbia.
Right.
And so he just did the Iron Man and kicked some butt.
Iron Man Canada. And then 2 weeks after that, he does an international distance and gets third place overall.
Yeah.
I mean, how hardcore is that?
That's pretty good.
Crazy.
That's awesome. And congrats to all the Ironman Wisconsin people who did the race. You know, that's kick-ass, so way to go. And I'm getting the Ironman fever, but I think it's going to be another year before.
Oh, yeah, me
and
too.
I just want to mention that I don't know, most people probably know about this, but there's like this really cool contest going on with all the triathlon podcasts, with Zen and Simply Stew and everybody. They are having this contest called Race Like a Pro, and it's going to be a triathlon team where they're going to be sponsored, but it's a bunch of age groupers. So, but everybody is supposed to sign up for Ironman Wisconsin, which the registration is already over at this point, but
yeah.
Hopefully everybody who wanted to do that signed up. And which I would totally be in for that, but I don't think I'm ready this year, so I'll have to pass.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in over my head too much. I feel like I really need to get some half Ironmans under my belt before I attempt a whole.
Oh, for sure.
And just mastering an Ollie would be good.
Yeah, totally.
Because like, I've done two, but I feel like I just have room for improvement still. So.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Kara, what do I think about what?
The contest.
Oh, I think that's awesome. I think that's really great. I'm in the same boat as you, though. I can't do it.
Yeah, but it's, if you're interested, check out raceathlete.com. And they have details there, but it's a really cool contest, so.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got an Ollie coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and it's awesome because I get to race with Emily, who is Brett from Zen the Irish Triathlon, his wife, and occasional co-host of the show, which is totally stellar, so I'm excited to meet both of them this weekend.
Yeah.
And you're coming out to spectate,
I
right?
will be a spectator. It's going to be my first triathlon that I'm actually a spectator at.
That's so cool, though.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. And now that I know the ins and outs of a triathlon, I know where to be, you
yeah.
know? So I'm really excited. I'm going to get some good shots. Excellent
well,
shots.
Hopefully I'll not look like I'm dying.
You won't.
No, actually, well, most importantly, I got to do tri top. But cool, though. I got a new triathlon, a singlet. Mm-hmm. A TYR one, so I'm excited about that. I'm going to swim in it on Thursday to make sure everything's cool. Because, you know, the whole thing about don't do something in a race that you haven't practiced.
Yeah,
so.
I completely, completely agree with that statement. Yeah. Or don't do a long, long workout in anything new unless you've worn it before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you're going for a long run or something, you don't want to get to mile, like, 13 and be stranded out in mile 13 and, like, chafing like nobody's business. That's the worst.
Yeah, exactly. So just because it looks pretty doesn't mean it's functional.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why even, you know, I'm giving this a trial run on Thursday, and if it doesn't go well, then I'll just stick to my old outfit. But anyway, and another thing I'm trying to figure out is my nutrition plan for the,
okay. Let's discuss this, Kara.
Well, I think I've already mentioned this before, but I've done two other Olies in the past, and mm-hmm. both of them have ended, I've ended and I've puked at the end.
After it's all over.
Yeah, I get to the end and then I have to puke.
Right, but it's not even immediately. You're nauseous and then you puke.
Yeah, and then, and I can't eat anything for, like, a few hours. Like, for, like, seriously, like, 5 hours afterwards. Yeah. I can maybe drink a little bit.
Yeah, and so, I'm starving at the end, which I think normally that's normal.
And I feel like I want to eat, but I know from...
The thought?
Well, the thought and, like, the first Oli I did, I ate right away and then totally puked it out, like, 5 minutes later.
Oh, well, that was pizza, though. That was, like, ugh.
Yeah, well, I know, yeah, I did eat a piece of pizza, and that was, well, and first of all, I hardly ever eat pizza anyway, and it was, like, greasy Papa John's pizza.
See, that makes me nauseous now, thinking about it.
I know, I can't believe I even ate that.
I'm surprised you did, actually.
But I felt like I wanted something, like, only other choice was, like, sweet stuff, and I wanted something not sweet.
Yeah.
So, that's why I ate it, but it was a bad idea. Anyway, so far, and I also feel like I run out of steam on the run, but I don't know. This could be so many combination of factors. First of all, I've only done two Olies. The first one, it was just my first Olie, so that is always an experience. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was the mountain man, and it was at altitude, and it was in totally different conditions. And so maybe this one will just be completely different. It will be
I don't know. I disagree with you. I still don't think you should be nauseous. I think maybe a little... I can see being maybe a little nauseous, but not throwing up. That just seems like that's wrong to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in the whole getting tired on the run thing, I think that's normal. But But you've never done goose or you've never done any nutrition on the run, have you?
Well, besides drinking like Powerade, but not. I don't eat anything on the run.
Right.
But I think I'm gonna. I don't know. I put a thread up on tryscoop.com to ask for help about recommendations. So hopefully people will come through with that and give me some ideas. But I'm not gonna try anything far out that I haven't tried before, because I don't want to end up getting sick because I tried something different.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Like, during the race.
Yeah,
I want to at least finish.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So, anyway, okay, yeah. So, enough about that. But, basically, I'm stoked on the race, and I'm glad that you're going to be out there spectating. And
I'm
that
excited.
We get to meet Brett and Emily.
Yeah.
And that I get to race with Emily, so that'll be cool.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your goals for your race?
Oh, crap. I don't know. Well... The swim, I want to be around 38 minutes, a little faster, because I've been pretty consistent with that, so I'd be happy with just maintaining that, maybe a little bit less. Mm-hmm. And then the bike, my goal is always to get as close to a 20-mile-an-hour average as I can, and I think this course is pretty flat, relatively flat, so I have a good chance on that. And then the run, I'd like to do sub 10-minute miles.
Right.
Which, for me, like, right now, my running is just, I don't know, not the greatest. Or, it's okay, but it's been better. Let's just put it that way. But I'm hoping I'm going to start training for a marathon here, so it'll definitely get better, I'm sure. But anyway... Yeah, so sub 10-minute miles I would be happy with.
All right, good.
Especially after doing the bike and the run, or swim, so yeah. Okay, so I guess that pretty much sums up my goals for this race, and most of all, I'd just like to finish successfully and hopefully not have to do any walking on the run and keep up my pace on that. so I don't just totally burn out at the end.
Yeah, good. I think those are good goals.
Yeah, I'm not looking for anything, like, spectacular, any, like, major, like, I don't know, crazy speed or anything. But, yeah, I don't know.
Good, good. Okay, so marathon season's here. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Dude, I did a triathlon.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk
about
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so first we had to preface it a little.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first ever In Transit Spoli triathlon was scheduled for the 9th, September 9th.
Right.
And basically, the long story short version is I've been sick with, like, a pretty bad head cold and whatever other gunk I got, and so I backed out because mm-hmm. I knew I had this other race coming up this weekend, and I wanted to be healthy for that, and
right.
I felt like crap, so.
Mm-hmm.
But
I did it, and yeah. It was cool. It was ridiculous, but it was fun.
And it wasn't exactly the course we had planned.
No, it wasn't. Well, a couple things with that. First, you're sick, and I felt bad that you would have to get out. And then,
Because the original plan was I was going to go out there and be a spectator.
Right.
Anyway, I just wasn't going to do the race.
Spectator / photographer.
Yeah, because I wasn't feeling like, I don't know, like I could do stuff, but just not, like, do a triathlon.
Right,
Not really work out.
Especially
at
Spoli, too. I mean,
yeah.
You were sick. You're still sick, though.
I know. I probably sound a little stuffed up still.
You sound a lot better today than you have.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I broke down and went to the doctor and got some antibiotics.
Good. I'm glad.
According to our in-house doctor, she says that if you have a cold that lasts more than a few days, like usually viruses play out in that long, then if it lasts longer, then it could be bacterial.
Oh.
Like some way you developed from, you picked up some bacteria from mm-hmm. from being sick with the virus or something
right.
like that. And so that's why they usually give you antibiotics
mm-hmm.
if you go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And I felt like a big wuss going to the doctor for a cold.
Yeah, but you have a race this weekend.
But I couldn't tell her I had a race this weekend.
Yeah, because she would have said, don't do it.
And I would have said, yeah, give me the drugs and I'm going. Anyway, yeah, but I rarely get sick, and I rarely go to the doctor if I do get sick because I'm, like, anti-doctor, but
yeah.
Which is stupid because I'm in public health.
I know.
I pretend I'm my own doctor. I use homeopathic methods. No. Anyway, well, okay, so
anyway,
I am going on again. But I'm getting better.
And you're definitely getting better.
Elizabeth successfully completed, we were going to do it out at Joe Pool Lake
right.
in Grand Prairie,
but the next day, they had an Ironman going, a half Iron.
Yeah, and we didn't realize that previously.
Yeah.
And so the course would have been blocked off anyway.
Right.
So.
Because we were going to use that exact course.
Shortened version.
Yeah,
of it, obviously.
So anyway, so here's how mine went down.
Okay,
it's pretty ridiculous, but whatever. I didn't have an open water place to go swim, and plus I didn't have anything measured out.
So you're in Fort Worth.
Because I'm in Fort Worth, exactly. But I have my gym, of course, which has the Olympic pool. So I swam my 1,000 meters there, and I was just going to do the whole triathlon at the gym. But then I got there and I was like, no, I'm not doing 18 miles on
an indoor bike.
And
you wanted to record during it.
Yeah, exactly. So I got there, I did my swim, my 1,000-meter swim. Then I got in my car and I drove out, I changed clothes, and then I drove out to my regular bike trail, and then because I have that really coursed out. So I did 17.76 miles out there and then ran on the same course 4.5. So, well, ran, walked, because I was trying to take it easy with the whole running thing, but
because you're sciatica,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So but it was fun. So I didn't really do transition times because
it
they were ridiculous.
Yeah.
So like my first transition time was probably 15 minutes.
I mean, you probably had to lock your bike up when you...
After the bike. Exactly. And, right. So, and I didn't really have a transition area. I had my car, you know.
Yeah. So it was a highly modified version of what we planned.
But I got in all the distances, and it was a lot of fun. But there's lots of pros and cons, I realized, to your own triathlon.
A self-supporting one.
And then to a formal triathlon. I mean...
Like a USAT.
Yeah, sanctioned event. It's
and what are those?
Well, one of the major pros to having people with you is just the energy. You know, the self-supported triathlon when you're out there kind of doing it by yourself. I was kind of like, la-di-da, you know.
Might have pushed yourself harder if you had a bunch of people
cheering.
And the other competitors to try to catch and all that.
For sure, exactly. But yeah. One benefit of doing your self-supported triathlon is you can listen to your MP3, which is super cool for me.
Yeah,
everybody knows I'm addicted to my MP3 player, so
yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah, I was reading, sorry to go off on a tangent, as always. But
yeah, that's what we do.
I was reading... I think I got an email from like USAT, our region or whatever, and there was a message, or I don't know where I read this, or it was in some magazine, like I don't know, somewhere. It was talking about music, like leave your music at home during a race because it's like a safety issue and
blah blah blah.
And I totally understand that, but it's just a bummer because, I mean, and I understand that it would totally bias the results because I think that it really. For me, it would make me run a lot faster.
Hands down for me.
But I like the energy of the crowd, so that keeps me going. But
right. And I talk to other people on the course. I'm that girl.
Yeah.
So that keeps me going. But, yeah, I really am dependent. I'm dependent. I'll admit it.
I'm dependent on the music while I run.
Yeah.
But I have this thing. It's like a deal with myself. What do you call that? Like a contract, a self-contract?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Okay, I have this one song that my self-contract is that I cannot walk during this song.
Oh, I did that too. Okay. I did that too.
The thing, and I'll tell you in a minute what the song is, but... Okay. I have on my MP3 player a bunch of playlists like that I've made, and I call them different things like frustration and better and like good.
Kara's angry. I've seen that CD.
If I have like I'm mad about something, I like listen to that playlist.
Yeah.
Like I have them like by emotion. It's ridiculous.
That's a great idea though.
But I kind of like it though. And anyway, no matter which playlist I'm listening to, I have this one song. It's Jump Around by House of Pain.
I freaking love that song.
And I don't know why, but it's kind of my pump-up song. Like
it's your anthem.
My ultimate pump-up song. And so if it starts playing, if I'm walking, I immediately start running and I have to run the entire song. Or if I'm running and I'm about to wrap up and it comes on, then I have to keep running. And I have it strategically placed in my playlist, so it'll be at a point where I'm probably starting to be a wuss, and so then I put it in there and I'll keep running.
This is hilarious. That's hilarious.
So anyway, I don't know what you can use that information for, but that's some interesting stuff about Kara, I guess.
That's good.
It's really random. Good. But, okay, yeah, so it's probably not good to be dependent on music. I should probably run more without music just to be in race practice.
Yeah, I think the same thing, too.
Oh, you know what kills me?
What?
If my MP3 player goes dead while I'm out on a run.
That happened to me during my marathon.
Oh.
Talk about
you
wanting to kill myself.
You took an MP3 player in the marathon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I guess it's only... Usually they're not going to say anything unless you're, like, an elite or something.
Yeah, and yeah.
If you're, yeah, unless you're going to win, they're not going to, like, DQ you or something.
Yeah, I don't care. Tons of people had their MP3s, tons of people. And I read the rules, and it didn't say that there was no music.
Oh, that's weird.
It was weird, I thought.
It's not a qualifier, though, is it?
No, it wasn't.
Boston?
No, it wasn't.
Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe not, whatever. Anyway,
I was like, I think at mile 7 or 8, and it went dead. I know.
No.
Oh, I know.
Were you running with people, though, that you knew?
Yeah. Yeah, I had my running team with me.
Oh, so that's good. I mean, you had people that you
knew. But it still sucked.
Dude.
I know.
So.
And then I just had to carry it with me the whole rest of the way.
That sucks, too.
Yeah.
See, I used to, okay. Back before I have my MP3 player, now that I'm in the loop or whatever, there's probably going to be, like, an MP10 player.
Probably.
Anyway, I'm still with an MP3, okay? Anyway, before that, I had the old, like, Sony Discman that was, like, the sport one that's cool that, you like, has the hand holder thing, like, strap. It was the cool one, you know? Except... It was freaking heavy, but I would wear it in my left, or on my left hand, you know? It, which is good because my left arm is weaker than my right arm. So it's like it had a weight in my left arm.
That was funny, what
I thought to myself anyway. Sure. But it sucked because since it was kind of heavy, it ate up batteries more. It just took like TAAs. Mm. And, So a couple times it would run out because I had rechargeable batteries, and you know how you're supposed to run them all the way dead before you recharge them?
Right.
Because they have memory and blah, blah, whatever.
Lithium ion.
Right, any lithium ion batteries. So you want to run them all the way dead before you recharge. So I would, I knew it would be running out, and a lot of times I'd risk it and take it on my run. Well, a couple times it went dead.
Right.
And it sucked because it was, like, so heavy that you'd notice it so much more when
music
when
wasn't playing.
Silent.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to... then you have to decide whether you want to, like, look like a dork and, like, take your headphones off and be running around, like, with a player that you're not listening to, or, like, just keep your headphones on and pretend you're listening to something even though you're totally not listening to anything. But, like, what would you usually do?
If I took off my headphones
and just carried them?
No, I just stuck them in my sports bra, like, at the shoulder.
Okay.
Just so they just hung out at the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
And then my MP3 at the time, the long distance, when it went out, I had it around my neck, so.
Oh, it had, like, a necklace thing?
Yeah, like a little necklace thing, so I just stuck it in my shirt.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
See, what do you do with a big-ass disc man?
I wouldn't have taken it, first of all.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not on a marathon.
Yeah,
on
a short
run, I would have
been. But anyway, so yeah, I would do, like, half and half at first. If it was going out, like, while I was listening, I would just leave them in for a while, and then eventually I'm like, I guess I don't need to be wearing these headphones.
I hate wearing headphones.
But then if you're running, sometimes it's easier to just leave them in, because other times they'll just be flopping around, you know, and be annoying, so... Yeah. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I know.
Anyway, somehow.
Oh, let me give you my times for my race.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I got that. I don't have them written down with me right here, but I think I remember them.
Okay, swim. 1,000 meters.
1,000 meters, I think, was 36 minutes.
Good.
Which for me is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's still super slow, and I really need to improve, but it was still pretty good.
But you did a 1,000-meter swim, and that's, like... accomplishment in itself.
It is.
You struggle with swimming so good.
And that's still, and the good news about that is that it's consistent with my training.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
Your bike.
My bike, which was,
just shy of the 30K.
Right.
Which, so it was like a mile short.
Yeah. not even a mile short.
Yeah. 3/4 of a mile or something.
Yeah. It was, 1 hour and 5 minutes, which was pretty good. Pretty good for me.
And what would that be average? We had to figure it out.
I think it's like 16.
Hang on. Okay, so through the magic of Google, we figured out what the pace was because Elizabeth doesn't have a bike computer still.
Still, like
you're
a
so
lunatic.
Old school,
I know, seriously.
No, I'm just kidding.
But you know, every time I've gone to go buy one, they haven't had the one that I wanted. And so every time. I've gone 3 times to go buy it.
You should just order it online.
I know. I've tried. But I want to do it in person so they can show me how to hook it up and all that stuff.
Dude, I'm here to help you.
I know. I should just do it.
I can put it on for you. I can show you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it is wireless, plus, though. That's the one I want is a wireless.
You don't want those bike shop people to be... You don't want to support their stereotypes that girls don't know what they're doing.
That's so freaking true.
I hate that. And they act like they create everyone equal, but they totally don't. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, okay. We had a few run-ins here at some bike shops around town.
Well, just where they treat girls like they're idiots.
Yeah, and they're surprised when you know what kind of, like if you have Schrader's or what.
That we know what kind of tubes we need or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, okay, yeah, so.
Wait, let's see what this website is. This is pretty good.
Oh, okay, there's this thing called, it's a triathlon pace calculator, so you can put in your distances and your times, and it'll tell you what your paces were. It's at www.triadtriteam.com.
You can find it from there.
Yeah, and then, or you can just search triathlon distance calculator.
Yeah.
And, but triad is T-R-I-A-D, tri, T-R-I, team, I think you know how to spell that, .com.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so we put in my distances, and it turns out that it's a smidge over 16 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Which is about right for me, actually.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. It, see, since you got that smaller bike bag, you may be fast. Bumped up about, like, you know, 4/10 of a mile per
hour.
That's pretty good.
Definitely.
Dang.
Dang.
Sweetie, Gina. Okay. Anyway, okay, as if you haven't noticed already, the format of this show is kind of just...
Totally different than normal.
Yeah. We're just talking about stuff. We're not going to have the little segments this time, but next show we will.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else do we have to talk about? Or is that all about the race?
My run time was 4.5 miles, and I did it in 56 minutes, but that's because I kind of did a run walk.
Let's see what the pace is.
Which is totally not my run pace at all.
4.5 in how many minutes?
56.
56 hours.
Yeah.
It's about 12:26, but that's pretty good if you were walking part of it.
Yeah, I walked a lot of it, actually, but...
Because, like we mentioned before, you have a nerve issue.
Yeah.
You can't be...
I wasn't pumped up by the crowd.
Yeah, usually they yell your name, and you have a huge crowd. They're like, go, Elizabeth! Anyway...
Okay. So yeah, that's all about the race.
So good. That's awesome. I'm glad you completed it. I'm sorry I couldn't do it with you.
No, hey. I'm glad you didn't actually because you just need to get ready for this week.
I know. I'm still kind of clogged up and I'm just hoping I'll be ready. But I did like a short little 2 mile jog last night.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel some effects on my breathing. I felt like I was still kind of clogged up, but yeah. I'm just trying to take it easy. I just wanted to see how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ran 1 mile kind of at race pace, and then the rest I kind of just jogged along.
Good.
And I feel like I'll have it in me, but I just didn't push too hard last night. Anyway, what else?
Let's talk about our marathon aspirations.
Oh, yeah. So we have, as always, we have crazy plans that we're most likely going to pull off. We'll just have to see.
Right.
We have a few technicalities, but tell them what we're stewing up.
Okay, well, first of all, for our training, Karen and I are both using the same program. But I've already started training. I started last week. That was my first week, was last week. And this is my second week. But we're both doing an 18-week program. I've elongated, but we have 26 weeks till the marathon that we're wanting to go.
Yeah, and I'm starting next week because I have my
triathlon. Your triathlon, of course. And let's see. Oh, the marathon that we're looking at is in March. Well, if we do any marathon at all, it's going to be in March.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the one that we're considering is
the City of Rome Marathon in Italy, of course.
Yeah.
And it's on March, I think, 19th or something like that, 18th or 19th. 18th, I think.
Yeah, so whoever wants to come with, you're invited.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what we're looking at.
Come with us.
Yes.
I have this Iowa thing that I do. Well, Midwestern thing.
Yeah, there you go.
And with the preposition.
Yeah, so many people do that. I have so many friends from Chicago who say that.
So I'll say, like, you're invited to come with instead of you're invited to come with us.
Right.
And that's incorrect.
It's irritating. But, and I'll get out.
I know, and I half the time don't even realize I do it.
Yeah, trying you've to correct said it forever. It. I guess like me trying to change y'all. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm never, ever going to be able to change that.
Damn it. Anyway.
Okay, so we're using Hal Higdon's 18-week program. We're using the novice one.
Uh-huh. It's a good free one. Go to Google and type in Hal Higdon, H-I-G-D-O-N, mm-hmm. and he's like a cool runner dude that right. has lots,
a really
of,
cool
lots
guy.
Of experience.
Yeah.
And he has some books and stuff too, mm-hmm. but he has a few little training plans. It's just the distances. It's not like any detail or it's just
yeah.
tells you like
week one, Monday, week. Run this far, yeah. week two.
But
yeah.
I'm sure his books that go into more detail about nutrition and...
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know, injuries and what to expect. I mean, you know, lots of good mm-hmm. info, but... yeah, I'm just going for the basics right now.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it.
I need to get a new pair of running shoes.
Oh, really?
But I've been needing to get a new pair, but since I knew I had this race coming up, mm-hmm. I didn't want to get a new pair
right.
yet. So I'll probably get them next week after this is over. So, mm-hmm. But mine are so...
Too many miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look pretty crappy, too. That's
yeah.
not the only reason they're actually
That's
worn out.
That's a good
out,
tip, but... though, actually. How do you know when you need new running shoes?
Well, I go by kind of time, like about every 6 months.
Yeah.
But that's because I pretty much run consistent distances. Mm-hmm. But how many miles do they say they're good for?
Oh, it depends on the shoe. But typically, your average running shoe is between 400 to 700 miles.
Oh, okay.
But
where do you
I
get
think
that?
I got it from the shoe people that fit my shoes.
Okay.
I get my shoes fitted.
Yeah, and you should get your shoes fitted. You should go
yeah.
to a running specific store. Don't just go to Walmart and buy Wally World.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not even the sports or well, what am I thinking of?
And the fittings are free.
Like, don't go to places like Finish Line or what are those other places? You know, the
like
places where they have...
Foot Locker and stuff.
Yeah, Foot Locker. The places where they have sport athletic shoes, but they're not...
But they have sales people rather than sports people.
Well, yeah, and they... Those shoes, a lot of them are really more for fashion than for functionality.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's really true.
And they kind of focus more, I think, on sports like basketball and... not triathlon stores.
Well, some of the stores have really good shoes, but...
Yeah, it depends, and I don't know, I'm
going
just,
to
I'm
a
just a shoe snob
store.
Or something.
I definitely am, but and you can go to those places and get your shoes if you know what kind of shoe you're looking for.
Right.
But I think the only way to properly know, or to know what proper shoe to have is to go ask someone to look at your arch, you know, run for them for a little while on a treadmill, and then have them fit your shoe to you. And then after that point, if you're just starting out running, mm-hmm. then your foot's going to change for sure.
Yeah.
My foot grew whenever I started long distance running a couple years ago. My shoe size changed an entire size.
Whoa.
An entire
that's crazy.
Size. Yeah, huge difference. For females, anyway, that's a big difference. I guess it would be for anybody.
Yeah.
But
you're a strange bird.
I know. I was like, what happened?
Just kidding.
So when I first got fitted, that shoe was totally different from when I got fitted again 6 months later. And then again a year later. So now I'm kind of on the same path as far as shoe fitting goes. But
mm-hmm.
The first time you get fitted, it's going to differ probably from the second or third time you get fitted. So just be aware of that. If you go buy shoes, try to go get
yeah.
fitted first.
Well, and if you're feeling any discomfort, you know, if something changes, then that's a definite indicator. I know I could probably, I know I've been wearing the same shoes. And also, another tip is when you find a shoe you like, stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, don't go buy ones because they you like the colors or
oh man that was so hard for me to do that was so hard for me to do. There are these super duper hot pink Nike shoes that I mean like hot like neon pink, they were the neon pink ones that
mm-hmm.
had the black Nike strap on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wanted them so bad. And the people who were fitting me were like, no.
They're totally
wrong. No Nikes for you.
I wear Brooks Adrenaline GT3s. I've been wearing those for a long time, and I really like them. And like you said, it's a good idea to get refitted, even if you feel like you... Like, this time, I'll probably get refitted. And, and what I like to do is go in there, don't wear your running shoes in there.
Yeah.
And just wear, like, flip-flops or something, and bring a pair of socks. Or usually they have socks for you to try on. Because that way... you're eliminating bias. You want them to just look, you know, fit you and see what they come up with. And if they're good, they'll come up with the same ones, especially if those are your the best for you, or you found that are best for you. But or they might find something that, well, something new might have come out, or your foot might have changed or whatever. But I would definitely just have them fit you. And then after they fit you, you might tell them, well, this is what I usually wear. And see, kind of do a comparison that way. So.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that you said that's a really good idea, actually, because I wore my running shoes in there to, because I thought they were going to have me run in my current running shoes and then compare, but they didn't. And but they got a totally different shoe for me, which I thought was interesting. But it works, I guess. I mean.
Just try to go to a reputable store, someplace you can trust. Ask around if you don't know, if you're new to your area, or if you just haven't been to a running store in the past. And also, I think every time I've been fit, I try not to wear my running shoes in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I don't want to bias them. But know what your shoes are. Like, write it down if you can't remember. So that way, once they fit you, and if they ask you what you wear, just be like, just either tell them you don't know, or
you don't know,
or ask them to fit you first, and then you just want to compare.
Yeah,
just be honest. Just be honest. That's my motto.
That is your motto.
But yeah, just tell them. Well, actually, I'm conducting a scientific experiment. I want you to fit me first, and then I'll tell you.
I don't want to bias your opinion.
And then I'll reveal what I usually wear. Anyway,
But if you're in the DFW area, I highly, highly, highly recommend Luke's Locker.
Oh,
they're outstanding.
Yeah, but I also like the place I go is. The place I usually go to is Run On.
Yeah, and they're really, really good.
Luke's Locker or Run On are really good. And there's if you're in Texas, I think there's several chains. I'm not sure how wide they're
I'm not sure either.
I think Luke's is pretty small.
Yeah, it is.
Run On might be a little bigger. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive Run On is, because I see their team and training shirts from all kinds of different events all around. So. Unless there's just a bunch of Texas people out and about.
Well, because that could be too, because usually team and training people go all over to do their events.
That's true. So they might be small.
Yeah. So anyway, those are just two recommendations if you're around here, or if you have those stores in your area.
So, good.
What else do we have to talk about? Oh, so kind of wrapping up.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point is that we're starting our marathon training, and Elizabeth, you're just going to see how your body reacts to the training because of your whole nerve thing that sucks, dude.
I know. But I feel better, but it feels better, I guess.
Okay.
Recently, anyway. But
that's good.
Hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah. But, the plan is to do a marathon in about March time, and hopefully it'll be the one in Rome.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And we're going to probably make a decision by mid-November for sure.
Oh, yeah. My triathlete friend Scott, sent me a ton of links.
He's in Florida, right?
He's in Florida, yeah. He sent me a ton of links for marathon events going on in Australia.
Oh.
So he was like, you gotta go.
March?
In March and April, yeah. So, I know.
Yeah, because he's going to be in Australia for a month between mid-March and mid-April.
Right, and he's going to be doing a triathlon out there.
What distance is it?
It's an Olympic, I think.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do that.
I know. I just don't want to worry about my bike. And he's backpacking, too. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but we kind of have to work out our work schedules and, you know, just all the logistics of it, but we'll know.
By November, what marathon we'll be doing, probably.
Yeah, and where and all that good stuff. So, yeah. So that's cool, and hopefully our training will go well.
And hopefully your triathlon will go good this week.
I know, I'm nervous. Hopefully we'll have this show up tomorrow. By tomorrow, so this will be out before I actually race. But I'm a little nervous, but
I think you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Okay, good.
You know what I think we should make the pump-up song be this week?
What?
Jump Around.
Oh, okay.
In honor of Kara's pump-up song.
Yeah, so if you don't know it, then you'll see what it is.
Okay, so House of Pain, right?
Yeah.
I freaking love this song.
But what else? We have some emails, I think.
Do we?
Yeah. So we have an email from a listener in Iowa named Savon. Thank you for sending us an email and gave us a good tip. Here is what it says. Hi there. Firstly, the podcast is great. Definitely right up there for my faves with Zen, Stu, and Geigo.
Ooh, I feel honored.
I know.
Those are good ones.
About the headlamp, because last show I mentioned that my headlamp, I had messed it up somehow getting acetate on it. It'd be sweet if you can get REI to get you a new one, but if you can't, you might try to get the stuff called Bartender's Best Friend. It'd be really fine buffing compound and just buff the acetate burn off. Or ask a jeweler about some buffing stuff that they might use. Good luck with that, Savon. So, I am still wavering on that. Yeah. I still haven't done anything yet, but I promise I'll update when I figure it out. I did try to use some Comet on it, because Comet is like Bartender's Best Friend. Mm-hmm. It's stuff you use to clean your sink. And I think it helped a little bit, but it's still not
foggy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as it could be, let's just put it that way.
Right.
So I think I'll take it to REI and see what they have to say, and if they want to exchange it, which I don't blame them for not exchanging it, but if they won't, then to see if they have a replacement lens for it.
Yeah,
or
good.
What I could do. So anyway,
I think Bartender's Best Friend's finer than Comet.
Is it?
Yeah,
one thing I noticed, it didn't make it worse, so that's good.
Good.
It didn't like scratch it up worse or anything.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, so that's a good tip. Thanks for that. And oh, and also about Iowa. Yeah, I'm sorry, I kind of gave Des Moines the diss there, so it looks like they're working on being cooler, so.
Yeah, Iowa is cool.
Yeah, so anyway, I shouldn't be dissing Iowa, I'm from there. Yeah, because here's what the email says, and a P.S., I'm listening from Des Moines, and it's getting better and better here. You should stop in Des Moines next time you're up here. Savon.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Thanks, Savon. So, anyway.
Yay, we like the emails. Send the emails.
And then we have, I think we had another email from, oh, who else? Do we have another email?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just super excited that Tri-Boomer called in.
Yeah, thanks, Tri-Boomer, for calling.
That's the best.
And anybody else, if you have a race report or just any random comment or anything, send us a voicemail. That would be cool.
It's
920-482-4822.
Yes, and I have a couple of race reports that we can put on the show next week. When we do all of our race reports together.
Oh, okay, so cool. What else do we have on our show notes? Anything else?
You got your new tri-top that you're testing out tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
You're doing the Texas Man this weekend.
Already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Texas Man. I'm excited. It's an oldie, and it's going to be good.
We're signing up for an Ironman in a couple of years.
Ironman 2008, maybe.
Probably going to be the 2009 for me.
2009.
I want to get a few marathons under my belt, I think.
I want to get at least a marathon and at least a half Ironman. At least one. I think next year my goal will be to do a half Ironman. At least one.
I think that's a reasonable
goal. And then
goal.
Next year, hopefully do a whole Ironman.
Mm.
Or depending on how that half Ironman goes, maybe do another one.
Oh, it's 06 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 08. That's reasonable.
Yeah. What were you thinking? Is it 07 already?
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking we only had a year to do it. But.
So, yeah, the plan as of now is to totally cheer on all the race athlete people who are going to be on the Race Like a Pro team. Yeah. And they're doing their Ironman Wisconsin. Maybe we can go be spectators. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
And then, because I like Wisconsin. It's cool.
Yeah.
And then do a half Ironman somewhere next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can go abroad for that.
That would be really cool.
But the only issue is the bike. That's the only thing that sucks.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Or maybe we can do a road trip, like, I don't know, somewhere cool, like California.
I want to do one of those bike across the country kind of things, but not the U.S., of course, but, like, a smaller country, you know, like Turkey
like,
or something.
Oh, I just want to do one of those bike across the country. For, like, 3,000 miles.
No.
Oh, yeah, when we were in Turkey back in June, there was this really cool thing where you bike from the Black Sea mm-hmm. to the Mediterranean, so north to south in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how many miles it was, but it looked really, really cool.
Yeah, it
so
did.
I would seriously consider going back and doing that.
Completely would, yeah.
Turkey's great, by the way. You should check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But, oh, what about Australia?
Bike across Australia?
Yeah, or not across it, but just, I mean, not across the whole thing.
I was like, whoa, that's a long way.
But bike part of it, you know.
Yeah, they do have those things in Australia.
That'd be cool.
Or New Zealand.
Oh, see, if we did a triathlon there, we'd have our bikes with us, and then we could use our bikes.
That would be one hell of a trip, wouldn't it? That What'd you do in Australia? Oh, I biked across Australia and then did a triathlon. What about you?
That'd be cool. And anyway, we have lots of lofty plans, and hopefully many will come true. So,
right. Yeah. We just got to get our butts in gear.
Yeah, I've got to start learning some Italian.
Yeah, I know. Just in case.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
No, wait, is ciao Italian? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Do they use that in French, too? Just Italian?
I think it's just Italian, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know any French at all.
I think ciabatta. That's Italian.
Oh, I thought you meant that was French. I was like, that's
ciabatta
not
bread. No, anyway. French, all I know is like, oui.
Oui. Oh, yeah, I do know.
And
oui, oui.
God, I don't know any French.
I'm sure we know some regular words that are French, but I don't know that they are.
C'est la vie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't, and I feel like I wouldn't be good at pronouncing French. I can do it.
Anyway, so now that we're done with our ranting.
But one of our goals is also to learn some languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. An area for improvement, learn mm-hmm. languages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we should start listening to some language tapes while we run.
Actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I read a study once that said that if you read when you exercise, that you retain the information more than if you read while you weren't exercising.
I wonder about audio.
Maybe.
Because I wonder if it's a visual thing or Maybe. Something.
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think it has to do with the endorphin release.
And how you're more focused. You can mm-hmm. be more focused. And
yeah.
That's why it's good. It clears your mind when you exercise mm-hmm. and blah, blah.
That, and you've got all those chemicals going through your brain that normally aren't there. And so you have a better likelihood of retaining information, I think.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, so anyway, there's a
tidbit. So I think that about wraps up the show.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the pump-up song will be Jump Around so you can see what pumps me up.
I don't know how this song wouldn't pump anybody up.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
I literally just want to start jumping.
Okay, do you ever, a side note, as always.
Again.
But are you ever running and you're listening to your music and you have a really good song that you usually dance to and then you want to like
start dancing while you're running? Yes, and you know what song that is for me?
All the time.
This
what?
Is totally ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm about to admit this. No, I'm surprised it's not though. It's Dean Martin, Sway.
That's hilarious.
Sway is the best song to like, but every single time I'm running I always go like this.
She just did this, like, dip sway thing. It was funny.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I always get the urge to do, like, a heel kick. Or a heel click, I mean. Yeah. Or just like a skip or something.
Right.
So, anyway, okay. So, with no more ranting and raving and tangents, we'll give you the pop-up song. And next week, oh, and preview for next week, just we'll have a race report from Texas Man.
And a couple extra race reports.
From who?
From Scott and another listener.
Oh, good. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from a couple of our listeners and friends. So.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good luck, Kara.
Thanks, and good luck to all the other racers out there.
Yeah, and
good luck
Emily.
With your training. And Emily, I'm sure she will kick some butt in the race, too.
I am sure of that.
So, okay, cool.
All right, bye, everybody.
Okay, so we just found out some more exciting news about the Texas Man.
Yeah, freaking Tri Boomer's doing it, too.
Yeah, he just did the Big Kahuna Half Ironman in California last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, that'll be... Yeah, only a week later, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're doing a... I wonder if he's doing the sprint or the Oli, because there's a sprint distance.
Oh, I bet he's doing the Oli,
probably
dude.
Probably Oli, because he's Ironman training.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I was listening to Zen in the Art of Triathlon and listening to Brent and Emily, and they said he was doing it. And so I had to learn through the grapevine that he was doing it. But, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, that's exciting. And so we will see Emily, Brett, Kai, and Tri Boomer all out there.
Yeah.
So
I'm
that's
so excited.
Good. You'll have Brett and Kai to spectate with.
Yeah.
And then there's three of us racing, so that's
right
cool.
Right on.
This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. It's going to be like Podcaster City out there.
I know. So anyway, we just wanted to add that in, that Tri Boomer will also be there. So.
Yeah, right on. Good luck, Tri Boomer.
Yeah. Okay, so now for real, here's the Pump Up song.
Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll whip ya. I came to get down, so get out your seat.